Laura Pensiero owns Gigi Hudson Valley, a farm-to-table restaurant group which consists of Gigi Trattoria in Rhinebeck, Gigi Market and Cafe in Red Hook, and a catering business.
You know, our mantra has always been good, simple, local foods done in a Mediterranean style.
She says the market exists to expand the catering aspect of her business, but until now, the capital did not.
I had been trying to raise money in the traditional method with banks, etc., over the years, and I think we all know that situation has become very difficult for small businesses over the last 4 years.
So she took her business plan to Hudson River Ventures, a Kingston-based small business investment fund focused on the Hudson Valley.
So, you know, knowing that they have a strong interest in Hudson Valley food and beverage and agriculture, I thought there'd be a great synergy there.
Sean Eldridge, who founded Hudson River Ventures in 2011, agreed.
My goal is to invest in the strengths of the Hudson Valley, and obviously food and beverage and agriculture are a great strength of our region. And we've invested in about a dozen food and beverage companies in the region so far, and I'm really thrilled to add Gigi's to that list.
The $250,000 five-year loan, for starters, will allow Pensiero, a registered dietitian, to purchase equipment and likely add 3 staffers to her catering lineup immediately, 1 culinary hire, 1 for sales, and 1 in operations. She then has hopes for additional hires after the initial expansion. The Mediterranean cookbook author says the loan from Hudson River Ventures came with an unexpected and welcome sidebar.
Not only, you know, have I found, you know, a source of funding for growth that is there and it's needing to happen, but I also, I'm so close to my business, and I'm, you know, sometimes when you're really operationally involved and in a degree emotionally involved and you're working at it every day, it's great to get the business perspective and the advice of, you know, people in business who are championing you and what you do. And that's been like a side to this loan that I don't think traditional banking would have provided to me.
Eldridge, who is considering a run for Congress as a Democrat, says his investment fund links the farm-to-table trend with capital.
I think there's a lot of room to grow the farm-to-table trend that we're seeing in the region. You know, we've invested in some great food and beverage companies like Bread Alone and Prohibition Distillery in Sullivan County and Hudson Chocolates in Poughkeepsie. I think that, you know, when it comes to agritourism and when it comes to, you know, growing agriculture and growing food and beverage companies in the region, there's still a lot of potential. And the companies that we work with need access to capital if they're going to take their businesses to the next level.
Pensiero says that when Gigi Hudson Valley grows, business for farms and farmers also grows.
Well, the farmers and food and beverage producers that are here in the valley, it is so exciting. It's sort of, you know, an exaggerated example of a climate that's going on, I think, nationwide, where people want to know where their food comes from and they want to support their local economies and the people that grow and produce their food.
She says it also means that area residents will be reminded that healthy food and flavorful food can be one and the same. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.